take a peek behind the podcast curtain and get the inside scoop straight from your favorite industry insiders. This is Hear It From The Host, the podcast from SiriusXM Media, hosted by me, Sophie Anderson, Associate Director of Podcast Sales Marketing. In partnership with Advertising Week, this is the bite-sized podcast that brings you the best moments from our popular Hear It From The Host webinar series. Tune in to can't-miss interviews, candid convos, and expert insights on how to connect with audiences and drive brand results. From the host to your ears, listen in wherever you enjoy your podcast.
You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we sit down with Daniel Portrett, founder and CEO of Camp Grizzly, to explore how passion, risk-taking, and a relentless drive for creativity have shaped one of the most dynamic independent agencies today. From designing merch as a teenager to leading major campaigns for brands like Netflix, Uber Eats, and Oakley, Daniel shares his journey, the inspiration behind Camp Grizzly, and why staying independent keeps the agency agile and innovative. Daniel, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for taking part today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So you're founder and chief executive officer of Camp Grizzly. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Camp Grizzly, and why it's called Camp Grizzly.
Oh, well, technically I'm the Bay Area transplant, but I grew up nomadically in the Northwest. I'm bounced around a lot when I was a kid. And, the origin of camp really comes from like a passion in design initially. I just kind of got into Illustrator at a young age, like early teens. Was like building little like graphics for t-shirts, started beginning like band space with friends, building posters, merch, album art, and that kind of thing. And eventually kind of found a love for video, which was my entrance really to the industry in general, film and video, music videos, commercials, film, that kind of thing. And then just found myself in a position where like I wanted to just like explore that passion deeper. And so camp, really. And the story behind camp actually is the name was just about being ambiguous. We had like a historical connection to like a camp from our childhood, my brother and I actually. And we didn't really know what it was gonna be at first. So we're just kind of following like this love for creativity and design and film and music. And so just wanted to really start in an ambiguous space and allow for that kind of like journey to like, take us wherever we wanted it to. So.
Well, it's a bit of a rare treat for us to speak with creators in the Pacific Northwest, which is strange considering I'm actually based in the Pacific Northwest. But I'm curious, how did your upbringing in the area help inform your approach to both founding and running your agency?
Well, obviously, like, Portland, legendary agency town, mostly thanks to Wynette Kennedy being founded here. And I think it inspired the entire Northwest, any of the kids that were dabbling in the creative spaces to kind of explore that further, to look into that. And, I think just the arts and culture that were taking place in, basements while it poured rain outside set us up, to like pour our creativity into media spaces, like I said, design, film, video, and just taking inspiration also from, that early 90s thing that was happening in music. It felt like culturally powerful. And so I think the inspiration from that combined with kind of being at the epicenter of the agency world, as far as we were concerned, kind of propelled us into this place.
You guys have brought some amazing campaigns to life for some really big names, you know, Netflix, Uber Eats, Oakley among them. Tell me, what keeps you and your team inspired when it comes to rising to these challenges? Those are huge names. That seems like real tall orders.
First of all, like, the place kind of was built on just passion for the work. And, you know, when you work with clients as such, like when you're working in entertainment and you're working in sports, lifestyle, and just playing in the places in the culture that you naturally would want to play, like, it really just feeds you so much. And it allows for you to, like, bring your personal interests into your work. And it feels less like work then. It just feels like a lot of fun. Like, when you're just crafting stories, narratives, activations, whatever it might be, in places that you would be hanging anyway. So it's been very, you know, fortunate for us.
So you'd say the inspiration's fun, first and foremost?
Yeah, it is. My father, God bless him, passed away last year. He said, "Dan, you're probably better at having fun than anyone I've ever experienced in my life." And I, you know, I think there's no question that we built this place around that.
What did your father do?
Well, my father was in retail for most of my life, but he eventually started placing media for one of the retailers that he was working with and found his way into a small local agency in Southern Oregon when my family was there. And so I got a lot of exposure to the industry there on a small scale, but kind of started to turn on his entrepreneurial mind, and I got to see a lot of that too, and learn a lot from that spirit around the dinner table a little bit. Of course, I was exposed to things like, you know, sound stages and recording studios and things like that. That really just gave a lot of, like, creative opportunity.
So you're lucky. He understood what you do, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It's interesting how many people I talk to, especially in the agency side of things, where their parents, they know they're in a creative space. They know roughly what they do, but they're unable to define it. And it's this sort of weird, frustrating space where, you know, the only time people can go, you know, "Okay, Mom, there's that ad. I made that." And they go, "Well, you're not in it."
Yeah. What part? Did you do the graphic? Did you do the, like, you bought the media? Like, I agree. It is like, especially more and more,
because of the transformation of the space too, and being, you know, less uniform, less regular, less easy to explain, I think. Like, now, you know, that conversation is even more confusing than it's ever been for a lot.
Well, let's shift over and discuss the independent agency model just for a little bit, if you don't mind. As a leader in the space, what would you say are the advantages of remaining independent?
I think as an independent, there's some things that right away come to mind as far as advantages. And first being speed. I think, like, you know, we know how the Star Destroyer moves and we know how the X-Wing flies. And I think for us, being an independent allows us to be more nimble. And it allows us also to keep up with, like, a really quickly moving media cycle and a world that is paced so aggressively that just staying independent allows us to keep up and to create work that's truly relevant to the moment. And I, you know, I think the other advantage too, that kind of, like, runs side by side with that, is just our ability to take on risk. Like, I think, like, risk has always been a little bit of the business model here. Mm-hmm. It's just take on the challenge, push the envelope. And I think as an independent, like, we just have the ability to do that with greater speed and to, you know, really be in control of that decision process.
And on the flip side of that, what would you say are the challenges for independent agencies like yours that you see both now and maybe foresee in the future?
Well, I think obviously, like, the consolidation of, you know, kind of some of these, of the holding companies and bigger agencies in general, just there's a lot of incredible things that happen there, especially when you start to factor in media space and the control that those companies can have in that zone. But I think at the end of the day, still the best idea wins. And so for us, like, not having those same levers to pull, but still having an idea that forces the hand of media, you know, keeps us competitive.
Going on to what I think of as the industry's hot topic, even though I dread even bringing it up from time to time, you probably knew it was coming anyway, though. Has AI taken on a role at Camp Grizzly? And if so, what sort of role does it have?
I'm sorry.
You know, here's how I feel about AI. First of all, I was thinking about it in relation, like, to
my early journey as a designer. And AI meant Adobe Illustrator to me at the moment. And it, I was thinking of AI, how fun it's like now. AI is a totally different thing in the design space, maybe even like quite taboo for some. I think at the end of the day, best tool for the job. Let's all use the best tool for the job. And I think if AI can assist in parts of what we do on a day-to-day basis to make us better at what we do, that's awesome. I think the team here is using it in early phases. We talk about first drafts being the toughest. Like, can AI help us get to that first draft faster? You know, can it help us to like create early visualizations of things? But it's not replacing what's at the core of what we do. It's not bringing any new ideas to the table. And so for us, I encourage the studio to use it as a tool to help to push their concepts forward, like to help to create a stronger vision around an idea that they're already working towards. So something to supplement, something to support, but not something to come with original creation.
Did you guys go through that, oh my God, our careers are over moment at all in the past couple of years? Or did you kind of see it for what it was?
You know, the studio here, I think, does a great job of like not having that technological fear that comes with almost every iteration of growth in that space or every new operating system, however we want to play. So I think for the most part, like the team had some ethical questions about it. I didn't, you know, not a ton of fear, not that it's coming for our job, but like, how do we use it in a way that's productive, that also like preserves our space in the zone, but also like, you know, just the human connection to the work as well. But no ears like worry about AI taking their job.
Looking ahead, what would you say are the keys to keeping your team and agency moving forward more effectively and efficiently, particularly on the creative front?
Of course, I think making sure we're using the right tools for the job. Like, I think like taking advantage of every opportunity that technology is presenting to us, for sure. But I also think that just, I'm looking to instill creative confidence in the team in a major way these days. And we've worked really hard to create a space where risk is encouraged here. So the more you get comfortable with risk, in my opinion, the more confident you're going to become. So we cultivate a spirit of trust and a team atmosphere here that, you know, lets everybody know we're all chasing the same goal of doing incredible work that resonates in culture. And then it's all about how far you can push it. So take the trust, feel the support of the team, and then push towards doing something creatively amazing.
You mentioned tools that are available to you. Are there tools that you've seen in the past few years that have wowed you in any capacity?
Well, yeah. We've been building the design library here over the past 3 or 4 years in a more intense way. And, you know, what I find in books wows me. What I find in photography wows me. What I find in the publishing world wows me. What I'm always like inspired by when I go there is like, I'm actually seeing things in a totally different way than I am when I'm scrolling. You know, it's not the same experience. It's not even the same information. And so I know like that's not exactly like, you know, we're not talking about leading technology, but, you know, the design library here has really been an incredible resource and a reminder that I think we feel like information is ubiquitous because we have access to the internet. But the truth is that like, there's a whole different way to learn and there's a whole different way to like find inspiration and be inspired by just digging into some of the tools that we forgot are still around.
What was the impetus for that, out of curiosity?
You know, I was working with creative director on the brand side that just had a beautiful library, just an absolutely incredible library. And I was spending time in their library and just finding just quiet thought, focused thought by, you know, in the pages of photography book and art publications. So, we publish a magazine. Actually, we publish a couple of magazines. We publish a basketball journal called Ren Magazine. We just put out the final edition of Cult Classic, which is an arts and culture magazine that we put out for about the past 6 years. And so, you know, just the printed matter is something that's really, really interesting to me.
For my last question, I want you to take a look back, and I ask everybody, particularly those that are involved in independent agencies, and especially those who run them, is there a moment in time that you can think of during the life cycle to date of Camp Grizzly that you're particularly proud of, where you thought to yourself, wow, this is it. We've really hit this place where this is where I want to be. This is what I want to be doing. I've achieved what we set out to do. We've achieved, rather, probably.
Yeah, we. Well, I will tell you this. Obviously, like, I love what I do. I was just talking with our director of creative ops here, Jamie Boyd. I was just telling him, I love this job. I love this job every day. And I think, like, as far as, like, feeling like, okay, this is it. Like, we made it here. That's maybe a separate thought. And I feel like, personally, I'm really trying to maintain the ambition. And I think, like, continue to challenge the studio, continue to challenge myself, and continue to push the envelope on, you know, really what the creative space can offer, like what the agency can offer, and how we can continue to, you know, create work that matters, that gets talked about, that gets shared. So I don't think there's any resting place for camp. I think it's always going to be something that's evolving and growing and pushing itself to kind of get to the next horizon.
That was the best non-answer you possibly could have come up with.
Well, what I mean, I don't know. Like, if I had to pick, like, a specific moment, there'd be a million of them. And it feels like this place is always, like, kind of wowing me. Even, you know, the last 3 months, I feel like I've been just an insane journey and so many incredible moments for the studio that'll go in the book someday.
It's a shame that this isn't a video podcast, because what a lot of the listeners aren't getting is that you've been smiling during the entire recording thus far. And I've been smiling right along with you because you've been smiling. So this is just basically a big, you know, camp love fest through and through, which is fantastic.
That sounds right. You're having fun, right? That's what we do.
Yeah. You're talking about fun. I'm having fun talking to you about fun. Dan, if one wanted to find out more about you and your agency, where would they go?
CampGrizzly.com.
Well, what could be easier?
Some incredible work there. Follow us on the gram.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. This has been incredibly enjoyable.
Yeah, right on. It's awesome talking with you.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.